Hello, and welcome to another AppleVis podcast.
Hello, AppleVis, and welcome to this demonstration. It's Calvin, back again with another podcast. Today, I'll be demonstrating a unique app from its type, Swift Playgrounds. Swift Playgrounds is a revolutionary app for iPad that makes learning Swift interactive and fun. It requires no coding knowledge. It is perfect for students and for everyone to learn how to code. With Playgrounds, users will have to solve puzzles and learn the basics using Swift, a programming language by Apple. It is used by many developers to build applications. This application comes with a set of lessons designed by Apple. Users can learn the fundamentals of Swift using real code to guide a character through a 3D world. More information about Swift Playgrounds can be found on Apple's website. The app is very accessible with VoiceOver. I am using an iPad Pro running iOS 12.1.4. I'm going to go ahead and ask Siri to launch the app. Open Playgrounds.
Playgrounds. Location. Playgrounds.
Here is our main screen. Our first item is locations. Here we have our saved files. I'll swipe right.
New Playground. Button.
New Playground.
My Playgrounds. Heading.
I currently have no playgrounds.
Help. Button.
Help.
Select. Button. Learn to code 1. Swift 4.2.
Learn to code 1.
Button.
Swift 4.2.
Double. My playground. Button. Learn to code 2.
Learn
Swift
4.2.
Button. Learn to code 3. Swift 4.2. Button. What's next?
What's next?
See all.
I never tried those yet.
Code machine.
Code machine.
Hello. Byte.
Hello, Byte. Byte is our character.
Sensor arcade.
Sensor arcade.
Sensor create.
Sensor create.
Spirals.
Spirals.
Battleship. Shapes.
Shapes.
Blank.
That's it. Today we will learn the basics and apply some combination commands. I will select learn to code 1.
Learn to code 1. Swift 4.2. Button.
Double tap.
Selected. Your goal is learn to code.
We have here an introduction. I'll swipe to the table of contents.
Commands. Next. Button. 1 of 8. Playground documents. Button.
Playground documents.
Table of contents. Button.
Table of contents.
Learn to code 1. Heading.
I'll change VoiceOver Rotor to headings.
Headings.
We have different lessons in different levels. I'll swipe down.
Commands. Heading.
Commands.
Functions. Heading.
Functions.
For loops. Heading.
For loops.
Conditional code. Heading.
Conditional code.
Logical operators.
Logical
heading.
Operators.
While loops. Heading. Algorithms.
Heading. Algorithms.
Heading not found.
And that's it. In commands, we have 7 lessons without the introduction. I'm going to start with issuing commands.
Issuing commands.
Double tap.
So, playground documents. The world is 5 columns by 5 rows. Byte at height 0 facing north on column 2, row 1. The goal is gem at height 1 on column 2, row 4. To repeat this description, tap outside of the world grid. Actions available.
In the right side of the screen, we have our puzzle area and world grid. In the left side of the screen, we have our code area. In the top left, we have our playground documents. Next to that is the table of contents. We will learn how to identify our character and goal locations. I will tap at the world grid, which is located at the right side of the screen.
Water. Column 4, row 3.
I'll swipe down.
Ash, character locations.
Character locations.
Byte at height 0 facing north on column 2, row 1.
As you heard, Byte is currently facing north. Facing south or north means that the character will move forward by rows, while facing east or west means that the character will move forward by columns. In this lesson, we will move forward by rows. Our character is on the first row, second column. I'll swipe down to our goal locations.
Goal locations. Gem at height 1 on column 2, row 4.
The gem is at the fourth row, second column. This can be found by dragging your fingers on the world grid. I'll swipe down to the character description.
Character description. Byte. Byte is orange, with 2 arms and 2 legs, and a small green periscope-like head, in the middle of which is an eye. Byte carries a yellow waist pack.
To change characters, you will have to double tap on the start marker, which is located in the puzzle area. Now let's look at the instructions. I'll tap at the middle left.
Goal. Use Swift commands to tell Byte to move and collect a gem. Your character, Byte, loves to collect gems but can't do it alone. In this first puzzle, you'll need to write Swift commands to move Byte across the puzzle world to collect a gem. 1. Look for the gem in the puzzle world. 2. Enter the correct combination of the move forward left paren right paren and collect gem left paren right paren. Commands. 3. Tap Run My Code. Tap to enter code. Text field. Run options. Button. Run My Code. Button.
As you heard, our first task is to move forward and then collect the gem. In the code area, I will have to enter the correct combination, move forward, 3 times in order for Byte to walk to the gem. I'll tap in the code area.
Code. Tap to enter code. Text field. Insertion point at end.
The code combination is given, so all I have to do is to double tap on move forward. The code is given at the bottom. After entering the correct combination, I'll have to double tap on run my code.
Move forward left paren right paren. Code completion.
Double tap.
Move forward left paren right paren. Move forward left paren right paren. Move forward left paren right paren.
Now, if you ever entered the wrong code, you can undo. Codes can also be written manually. I will run my code.
Run my code. Button. Run my code.
Byte walked to column
Stop.
2, row
Button.
2. Byte walked up to height 1, column 2, row 3. Byte walked to column 2, row 4.
The level is incomplete. Byte looks sad. Tap the hint button for more details.
We walked to the gem, but before entering the next combination command, I'll tap on the hint.
Hint. Button. Hint. You forgot to collect the gem. When you're on the tile with the gem, use collect gem left paren right paren. Period.
We knew that the missing command was collect gem. I'll dismiss the hint.
Dismiss hints. Button. Dismiss hint.
Now I'll enter the next combination command.
Collect gem left paren right paren. Code completion.
Double tap.
Collect gem left paren right paren.
We moved 3 tiles forward at the same column. I'll run my code now.
Run my code.
Byte walked to
Stop.
Column 2,
Button.
Row 2. Byte walked up to height 1, column 2, row 3. Byte walked to column 2, row 4. Byte collected gem at column 2, row 4.
Congratulations. Heading. You've written your first lines of Swift code. Byte performed the commands you wrote and did exactly what you asked, in exactly the order that you specified. Next page. Link.
High fives. We were able to achieve both tasks. This concludes today's demonstration about issuing commands using Swift Playgrounds. To know more about Swift Playgrounds, please feel free to write to us on the AppleVis forums. Thanks for listening.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at AppleVis. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the AppleVis website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the AppleVis team.